And the naval divers have made their jump. They're free-falling for about 3 seconds from an H-225 medium-lift helicopter from a height of 6,000 feet. Definitely not for the faint of heart. They're deploying their parachutes now at about 1,500 meters above water. And this year's Jump of Unity is the first ever as part of celebrations for 60 years. Now that is the drop zone right here at the Padang, marked by six buoys. Now, if you're wondering what it takes to become a member of this elite fighting force, here's an inside look at their training. The Combat Diver Force was launched in 1987, spanning 22 weeks of endurance. Trainees first have to learn land navigation, outboard motorboat handling, underwater confidence tests, and go through a series of physical evolutions, like the sea obstacle course called the Sea Circuit and the Sea Swim. Then there's Hill Week, where they're put through all kinds of grueling physical tests before less than half of them make it through to earn their place as frogmen. Known for their physical and mental strength, the naval divers are an elite group of individuals who form the Naval Diving Unit, or the NDU, one of the top fighting forces in the Republic of Singapore Navy. The formation is made up of 5 squadrons and 1 school, specializing in explosive ordnance disposal, underwater demolition, maritime security operations, and combatant craft operations. The Singapore seas are crucial to our national security, and most of our supplies are coming through our waters. It's no easy task protecting our seas from threats, and these naval divers work hard to protect our seas and are key to the safety of our nation and its prosperity. Now you see the crowd at Marina Bay looking up, trying to get a glimpse of our divers as they make their way down. And the free fall water jump gives us a rare insight into the real life operations of the Republic of Singapore Navy's naval divers. This is a highly challenging feat that requires high precision and competency. For example, it's used to deploy them into an area of operation that cannot be easily accessed. In a display jump, they would wear lightweight jumpsuits. But for the naval divers, they're doing an operational jump, which means they're carrying 60 kilograms of combat gear. Imagine that. Now, this year's Jump of Unity is the first ever as part of the SG60 celebrations this year. It features both our Republic of Singapore Navy's elite naval divers, but also our Red Lions. And today, the naval divers are adopting a combat landing formation, where all 7 divers will land in the water at almost the same time. They'll have 6 minutes to recover their parachutes and climb onto the platform for the synchronized salute with the Red Lions. As our naval divers make their approach at Marina Bay, they'll be landing in the water at the bay itself. And the crowds gathered there will be able to see the naval divers drop right into their midst. It's actually quite amazing to see the naval divers do this jump with their fins on. That's something you don't see every day. It's an impressive reminder of the versatility and the range that the naval divers have when it comes to combat operations. What a view of the skyline these divers must have as they make their approach. The beautiful sun setting in the background as well. And they're fast approaching. The anticipation is definitely building on the ground. Thousands gathered in Marina Bay waiting for their approach. And also here at the Padang, the audience also rooting for our naval divers in this Jump of Unity. Now the naval divers are coming in quick. They're approaching the sea boat in the water now. And once they're in the drop zone, the divers have to quickly release their parachutes and get ready for their landing. And welcoming them home are the crowds gathered by the bay and the spectators at the Padang. Very excited now as they're making their approach. And in quick succession, we have the naval divers coming in. The first naval diver down, second approaching. We have 2, 3 divers come down, as well as the last naval diver on his way, and it's splashdown. And there we have our naval divers, a stunning performance by the NDU divers.
And all 7 naval divers have landed safely.